Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls now in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, wishing all of you a wonderful, wonderful Christmas and a happy New Year. It's very low-key this year. Have you noticed, Richie? Although you went to a couple of parties last night.
Yeah, we had to make the rounds last night.
Low-key. I think part of it is people have been, we are so surrounded by technology, and the technology brings us so much information. And, you know, you sign up for this and you get that, and there's so much pounding away of the negative garbage, like this tax thing, the payroll tax cut extension for 2 months. Nobody really even understands what it's all about. It's just wailing away at one side and the other side, and it becomes so trite, but it takes the starch out of this stuff. And I guess if you listen to it, maybe we ought to not listen to it. Here's something to celebrate. On the DougSteffen.com website today, the story of a small town in Spain where residents are celebrating a huge lottery win that everybody in the town is sharing.
Really?
They've won, I think it's $400,000 apiece. The town has 2,000 residents, each one of them getting $400,000 apiece. Isn't that cool? That's a wonderful, wonderful story. There's a certain... One wonders, we'll ask Michael McMaster, that there's a certain amount of karma involved in that. Meanwhile, the big news here in Arizona, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona today doing the program, and the headline on the Valley News newspaper, Arizona Gun Club offers Santa shoot. You want to improve the caliber of your family's Christmas card? Yeah. How about having your picture taken with Santa Claus and your choice of machine guns?
Oh, I thought they were going to, like, shoot him as he went by, you know, kind of like, you know,
yeah,
shooting or something.
Like a cardboard Santa.
Oh, my God, Rudolph instead!
Yeah.
For a fee of $5, the Scottsdale Gun Club arranges a Yuletide photo op with Santa and a selection of automatic weapons. It's been really fun, says Brooke Rhoda, a spokesperson for the club. This unique opportunity permits families to handle weapons in a safe, controlled environment. 500 people.
It was underwritten by Sarah Palin, right?
Turned out for this first round, Santa and the machine guns.
Right. All right, Santa's way up there on the North Pole. There's certainly not a grocery store at the end of the street.
No.
So you have to choose, do hunting.
In order to get into this, you had to choose from an M60, an M249. I don't even know what that is. An M240, a modified AR-15. Let's see here. Also, they have props like reindeer antlers that go into these shoots. If firearms don't exactly convey your holiday message, don't worry. Santa can be just as disarming for the camera without the weapons. So you had a choice. You paid money to have your picture taken with Santa and guns, or you got a picture with you and Santa without the guns free.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, everybody's got a gimmick.
Everybody has a gimmick. Michael McMaster does not have gimmicks. He has truth, and we'll talk about that truth. A great time of year to be dealing with the truth. Michael McMaster joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Dear Santa, I've been a loyal elf, but I've wearied of making choo-choos, dollies, and the exclusionary politics of reindeer games. So I'm leaving you for Office Max. They sell gifts for less, sir. Laptops, tablets, e-readers, and more. They have highly trained helpers and elfyourself.com. Oh, I'll miss the way you ho-ho-ho. But I'm going tech, sir. Going tech.
Get a Nook tablet for $249 or Kindle Touch with special offers for $99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Offer in store only. Prices good through 12/24.
In the know, a new Duracell survey reveals nearly 90% of parents want to create a memorable holiday season for their kids. Grammy-nominated musician and dad, Chris Daughtry, has teamed up with the Battery brand for their holiday insurance program.
This holiday season, Duracell is providing helpful tips and giving away this year's hottest toys to Facebook fans each and every hour. In addition, 30,000 Duracell batteries will be donated to kids in need to power their holiday toys.
Find out more at Facebook.com/Duracell.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at Facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
It's 11 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. This is really our Christmas show. Very low key today, and I think with purpose, because I think there are a lot of people who just want to embrace something different.
Everybody's busy.
Get off of.
We're all trying to get everything done.
Well, it's not only that. I think it's everybody's busy trying to figure out what they're going to do next year to make things better. And so with that in mind, we bring Michael McMaster on board, who is our thought guru, somebody who really is good at directing people and their ideas and helping them overcome some of the things that are problems for all of us. He's a good master of the mind in a way that's different than Uri Geller, although we've had the two of them together, and it's pretty interesting. It's pretty ear-opening, actually, to hear the two of them talk about how to help so many people who are in need of help. And sometimes it's just that spark, Michael. Don't you find that with people? Just every once in a while, you'll talk to someone, and it becomes an aha moment, and you can see it in the person. If you're having a consultation with somebody personally, and you look at them, you look at their eyes, you look at their facial expression, you look at their body language, you can see that they either have gotten it or you've gotten through to them. That has to be a wonderful feeling for somebody like you who's in the motivation business.
Yeah, it's helping people find clarity in their life because, you know, we all get lost in our thoughts and quite often we don't know where we are. You know, a lot of people live in the past, some people live in the future. Very few people live in the now.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can help them see the now and see, you know, maybe everything is okay, and because 99% of what people worry about never really happens to them.
Hmm.
And but we torture ourselves over these thoughts we have. So I try to help people gain clarity of the present and how to move forward from the present place to get to where they want to go.
So do you think there's
more... I am moving to Spain next week, I can tell you that.
Isn't that a great story? What a wonderful... Now, one wonders, as I read that, I was thinking about you and karma and being at the right place. You know, you and I have had these conversations in a number of different ways about patience or things that are going on that you don't know about, the stuff that's sort of happening behind the scenes where energy takes over and it sort of has a life of its own, where in some circumstances where there are problems that exist and you feel like you can't get out of the way of the problem. In fact, there's already a solution in the works. You don't know about it. How often does that happen to people?
Oh, all the time. That happens all the time. Karma is an interesting word, you know, because it's an Eastern word. And people will say to me, I have bad karma, or, you know, this happened to me karmically. And basically what karma is that you're running into your own belief systems in your life. And so if you wake up each day and expect the worst to happen, I can guarantee you the worst is going to happen. And so you keep running into it. That is actually karma. But so we can actually take control of the events or how we interface with them emotionally during the day just by how we choose to feel about the day when we wake up of a morning.
So if you can get out of, it's sort of getting out of bed on the right side, as it were. And if you think you're on the bad side, then can you trip a switch? Can you be conscious enough to understand how that feeling that you have is going to affect other people? It's in this work that I do, it's very obvious that I need to be at my best, and so does Roberta, and so does Richie, and so does Jennifer. And we have to be at our best all the time. But you know what? We aren't, because we're human.
No.
Some days are better than others. We feel better sometimes than we do. But you got to somehow get it into a gear. And I'd be the first to tell you, that sometimes I don't, I always enjoy doing the program because I love being on the air and talking to people and helping people, but there are some days that I know I don't have the same energy as I do in other days. And frankly, today is one of those. I don't feel badly. I actually have, I was commenting to a couple of people yesterday that, I felt that since my trip to Israel, I've been
I feel great.
Yeah, I do. I feel feeling terrific. Yesterday, Richie and I had a great phone conversation. Today, I got an email early this morning about a project that I'm working on to save the farm that was extraordinarily good news. And but I just I don't know that I am overcome by all of it to the point of being in a almost a silly mood, which I can be in. I just feel contemplative, and I will tell you, with all of the good stuff, I think probably it may go back to a conversation that I had with my daughter yesterday about Tony passing, and that, even though it's, you know, something that we're all working through, all of us lose loved ones. Roberta lost somebody important to her. Richie lost somebody, you know, very important
this
to
year,
him
yeah.
this
yeah.
year. And so we go through it. It's part of what goes on in life. And
that's that's one of the reasons why we are here as spirits or human beings, is to experience life on an emotional level.
Yeah,
that is one of the key things. And so we have to go through these experiences to learn and to help us expand emotionally.
Yeah, people don't understand that a lot of times they don't want to feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to hurt. And without that, you can't experience joy.
No, you can't.
There is the yin and the yang, the dark and the light, the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
if you do not have the bad, the yang, and the dark, you cannot experience the light, the yang, and the good.
Yeah.
Everything in life has rhythms to it, and even nature's just listening to Doug, you know, we go through these like ups and downs emotionally, these like patterns in the same way that nature does it. You know, like nature, you can have warm weather, cool weather. Everything works like that. It flows like that. How does human beings flow like that as well? But you embrace the moment that you're in, because that's where the knowledge is and that's where you gain the most. And, you know, to experience great joy, you can only know that if you experience great sadness. How do you know the difference?
Yeah, all right.
And
so let's help people. You have this wonderful set of CDs, a little late for Christmas presents, but I want people to know, if you go to DougStevin.com and click on Michael's picture, which is in the contributors box, you'll go to Michael-McMaster.com, and you see a list of CDs there, and any number of them will help you get yourself out. Not that it isn't normal. It's not normal if you're in these positions for a long period of time. It is normal, as Michael is explaining, to have the different feelings, and to acknowledge the emotions is an important thing, a component to your humanity. But if you feel like you're in a place that's there's no place to go, if you feel boxed in, then perhaps these CDs will help you out. So check them out, Michael-McMaster.com. Find Michael in the contributors section at DougStevin.com. Happy New Year, Michael. We'll look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, guys.
Next week.
So
thanks for all of your wonderful help. 20 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Oh!
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar-powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen.
This is Rich McFadden.
Jennifer Horn.
Roberto Fasinelli.
Weather.
From everybody at Doug Steffen's Good Day, we want to wish you the merriest of Christmases and all the best for the new year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. A very Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring ting.
Here's an ode to sleigh ride, a montage of a number of artists performing a few bars of what is my favorite secular Christmas song.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
I like that one.
Sounds very good. Bob's so good at this.
We're gliding along with the song.
I do like the sound of big orchestration, so Richie. Ah! There's the same. Bruce have a version of this, Roberta?
No, he did Santa Claus Is Coming to Town.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah,
that's one of the most played of all the Christmas CDs.
Adventures.
Yep.
My fave.
Yep. You love those guitars to go with that drum set. You got
the guitar. So cool.
Yeah. You'll get a kick out of this, Richie. Going cross country, I bring this big bag of CDs with me. I only use it twice a year. Going to Los Angeles, coming from Los Angeles. So yesterday, I was listening. Remember last year, somebody sent me a compilation of the Beach Boys as they were producing and the behind-the-scenes tracks for various songs.
Yeah.
And I played, Richie played the thing that that they produced with Barbara Ann. And it was really neat. So I was listening to that again. It's just a lot of fun listening to that sort of stuff. And I also have some books on or books on CD. That
makes you sound smart.
The Beach Boys are actually getting back together. They're going to be performing the first weekend of Jazz Fest this year, the original members.
Oh, really?
For the 50th anniversary.
The first weekend of Jazz Fest.
I wouldn't mind coming for that.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
If nothing else.
You should
okay,
come
our video
that,
of the
Doug.
Day today. There have been lots of videos of light displays that you've seen featuring all kinds of music. Today's video of the day is more reverent than most of them. This is basically a video with audio background from A Soldier's Silent Night. So we'll play this for a moment or two in tribute to our soldiers and also to some of the great video displays.
It was the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give, to see just who in this dwelling did live. I looked all around, a strange sight to see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings on the mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. Medals and badges, awards of every kind. A sobering thought came alive in my mind. This house was different. It was dark, it was dreary. I had found the home of a soldier. I could see that most clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. His face was so gentle, the room in such disorder, not at all how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? Then I realized the other families that I saw this night owed their lives to soldiers who were willing to fight. In the morning round the world, children would play. Grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. But they all enjoy freedom each month of the year because of soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help but wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in lands far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and I started to cry. The soldier awakened. I heard his rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted asleep. But I couldn't control it, and I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, as both of us shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave him on that cold, dark night. This guardian of honor, so willing to fight.
You can hear and the whole version of it.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Stephen, Good Day program. Christmas is 2 days away. We will not be here. Richie and Jennifer and Roberta and I wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. This Christmas, mend a quarrel. Seek out a forgotten friend. Write a love letter. Share some treasure. Give a soft answer. Encourage youth. Keep a promise. Find the time. Forgive an enemy. Listen. Apologize if you were wrong. Think first of someone else. Be kind and gentle. Laugh a bit. Laugh a bit more. Express your gratitude. Gladden the heart of a child. Take pleasure in the beauty and wonder of our earth. Speak your love. Speak it again, and then speak it one more time. The card somebody sent to me many, many years ago, and each Christmas I try to pull out a few things. There are, in my bag of tricks here for Christmas, there are things we could go on the air. I could do a month, 24 hours a day of Christmas stuff. I have collected some of the most wonderful things over the years. And I usually say, as I said a few minutes ago, if you're just joining us, it's hard, kind of for me today, to get into this thing in all of my, or maybe to get it to fifth gear, to sort of analogize the truck. I can get into, I'm almost into third gear, maybe, you know, if I work at it, into fourth gear. But I know I won't get into fifth gear today, because it isn't Christmas. So, in order for me to feel it, that's one of the great things about going on the air on Christmas Day. You cannot help but feel. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's been so special over the years for all of us to be together.
I'm feeling it today,
Christmas
though.
Day. You are? Okay,
I really
good.
Am. I feel like today is
that's
the start
it.
Of everything.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
but you
okay.
know what I'm missing, Dougie?
What are you missing, Jennifer?
Your rendition of the night before, or the night before Christmas.
Yeah.
You're not doing that.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer? With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came. And he whistled and shouted, and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now, dash away, dash away, dash away all. I'm not finished yet, but I have to get to the next page.
I'm glad you said that, because I thought you were just doing that from memory, and I was going to be like...
No, I can do the Monster Mash from memory, but I can't do this from memory. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So, up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas, too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each small hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothing was all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll small mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of the pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a small round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself, a wink of his eye and a twist of his head, and soon I knew I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk, laying his finger aside of his nose, giving a nod. Up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." So,
yay!
The original version of that was read on this date in 1823, I believe it was. Yeah, right. And it was printed that weekend, the Christmas weekend, the night before Christmas. It was originally thought of as being a poem written by Clement C. Moore. And it was first published as the title Account of a Visit from St. Nicholas. And that's, I think, one of the neat traditions we have here on Good Day. And that, plus the reading of Yesterday, Virginia, There is a Santa Claus, which some I'll get to in a moment. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with some Rise and Shine medical information for you on Good Day in a matter of moments as well. 20 before the hour on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Shh, shh, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Good things come to those who wait, like Macy's last-minute gift sale with 25 to 60% savings, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's card or pass. Diamond accent hoops or freshwater pearl studs, $99. Sweaters for him and her, 40 to 50% off. Sleepwear, 40% off. Massagers from Sharper Image, Homedics, and Conair, 50% off. Time's running out. Hurry into Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
This is Peter Schiff with a Peter Schiff Minute. Well, in the theater of the absurd, Bank of America just agreed to a record $335 million fine for violating fair lending practices with respect to former customers of Countrywide, which was the mortgage company that Bank of America basically purchased with a shotgun wedding. Apparently, Countrywide was discriminating against, or at least allegedly discriminating against, minorities in subprime lending, and they're agreeing to this massive settlement. Meanwhile, Bank of America is broke. It's being kept alive by government supports and bailout money. So in other words, who gets to pick up the tab? Who has to pay this $335 million? The U.S. taxpayer. They're the ones that are on the hook. They're the ones that are propping up Bank of America, and they're the ones that are going to get the bill the next time Bank of America needs a bailout. Get more at shiftradio.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Dear Santa, I've been a loyal elf, but I've wearied of making choo-choos, dollies, and the exclusionary politics of reindeer games. So I'm leaving you for Office Max. They sell gifts for less, sir. Laptops, tablets, e-readers, and more. They have highly trained helpers and elfyourself.com. Oh, I'll miss the way you ho-ho-ho. But I'm going tech, sir. Going tech.
Get a Nook tablet for $249 or Kindle Touch with special offers for $99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Offer in store only. Prices go through 12/24.
All right, 17 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me celebrating. There's a story at DougSteffen.com today about a Minneapolis man who found an interesting letter for sale in an antique shop. It was a 63-year-old letter to Santa that was written by his father.
That would be cool.
Chances of finding this kid. The father was 6 years old.
Wow, wouldn't that be cool? Wow.
A 63-year-old letter to Santa. What a wonderful story.
He was meant to find
That's a great Christmas.
Looking at your father through his eyes when he was a child.
Yeah.
6 years old.
Can you imagine that?
That brings me around to another tradition here. The New York Sun, December 21st, 1897, was a letter to the editor. I'm 8 years old. Some of my friends say there is no Santa Claus. Can you imagine?
Nope.
Papa says, if you see it, it is so. Please tell me the truth. Signed, Virginia O'Hanlon. So, the editor of the Sun wrote the following. Yes, Virginia, your friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their small minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men, women, children's, are really small. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect as compared with the boundless world about him. as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love, generosity, and devotion exist. And you know that they abound around us because that's what gives your life its highest beauty and its best joy. Alas, how dreary would it be if there were no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There'd be no childlike faith, no poetry, no romance to make this tolerable, this existence of ours. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The external light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your father to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to see if they can catch Santa Claus. But even if you didn't see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus. But there's no sign that there is no Santa Claus just because of that. In most real things in the world, the things that neither children nor parents can see do exist. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course you didn't. But that's not proof that they aren't there. Nobody can conceive nor imagine all the wonders there are unseen and unseeable in our world. You tear apart the baby's rattle and you see what makes the noise inside, but there's a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, not even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived could tear apart. Only faith, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view the picture, the beauty, the glory, which is beyond what we can see. Is it all real? Virginia, in all this world, there is nothing else real and abiding. No, Santa Claus, thank heavens, he lives and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of children. I always thought that when I first read that, I think I was teaching English, as a matter of fact, when I the first 3 years of my sort of professional life, when I was working on the radio, I was teaching school as well. And I remember at Christmas, I had never seen this before, and I don't know why, where it was in my life. We didn't pay a lot of attention to Christmas, now, this sort of thing at Christmas in my house. But I was so happy when I saw this. And so it became, when I think it was my second year teaching, when I found this. And I used it as an example. All the kids rolled their eyeballs when I was reading it in class because of the words. Oh, that's not English. I remember one kid. I remember it was Division 8E. And his last name was Sorensen or something like that. And I mean, isn't it amazing? I remember that, like, how many, 40 years later?
Yeah, you're good with names from the past.
This kid couldn't believe that this was actual English because it wasn't what I had taught them. And so, oh, come on, you're making that up. No, I didn't make it. I showed him the pictures and stuff of this. But what a great, wonderful way of also sort of putting things into perspective. Speaking of putting things into perspective, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us in 30 seconds with today's daily dose of important medical information here on Good Day.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I'm honestly crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Good Day program, is here with today's Daily Dose. What's the top story, Ken?
Well, Johnson & Johnson, they've been having a lot of trouble with recalls, Doug. Another one, they have voluntarily asked retailers to remove about 12 million bottles of Motrin pain relievers from the store shelves. The coated caplets, they appear to dissolve not as quickly as intended when they near their expiration dates. No safety concerns, but it may delay the onset of pain relief.
Really? All right, so let's see here. Hormones that might ease menopause. Listen up, Roberta.
This is some hope. This is out of the medical journal, not making this one up, Climateric. This month, a hormone called DHEA. It appears to help ease women's menopausal symptoms and also improve their sex life. This is the first evidence that low doses of DHEA, a hormone secreted by the adrenal gland, can help sexual function as well as menopausal symptoms.
But doesn't the body convert DHEA into testosterone?
Among other things.
Mm. Yeah, that's what Roberta needs.
Don't assume that that's
going to
help.
Thanks a lot, Ken. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song.
It's not impossible.
Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Sacrilege to interrupt the first part of this.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
It really is. You want to get booed.
You've got to let it go. You have to wait
stage
for the birds to tweet.
Yeah, okay. King Crosby from the movie Holiday Inn, 1942.
May your day.
I still love that movie.
Yes. Be merry up and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
Oh, where the birds are. We ain't got time to wait for the birds, Jennifer. But this is still the number one song being played on all of the stations that only play.
He's got the voice, doesn't he?
Oh, here we go.
Had to go.
Oh, I thought the birds were there.
No, the birds are lurking in the background. All right, we got to get to work here. Chuck Curry is off doing, isn't he? Not Christmas stuff. His wife's having an operation, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that the deal? All right, so I'll work in his stead. Anybody who has any comments can help me out here when it comes to movies. What's that? I mean, we all know what's around because the stuff that's around for the holidays is has been in the theaters for the past week. I don't think there's anything new coming out this week. It's all, I mean, today.
We bought a zoo that opens today. And
I
also, Mission Impossible opens wide today.
Yeah,
which, by the way, too. If you get a chance to see that movie, holy smokes, it's so good. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of that going on this weekend. Okay, we're going to go back to 1947 for our final. This is, if you've been following, we've done every movie but this one, so it should be pretty easy for you to figure out, especially when I tell you it's 1947. This is the granddaddy of all of, I think, pretty much all the Christmas movies. This one gets it.
Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation.
That may be number two, Rich.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So here's a series of three audio clips from this movie. You figure out what it is, you call us at 800-510-8255, and I'll make sure that you get a nice Christmas present courtesy of the folks at the Food Supply Depot. All right. So here we go.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Do you even have to play anymore?
That one was a little hard to hear, so yeah, just in case.
Okay. Here's the next one.
If you're really Santa Claus, you can get it for me. And if you can't, you're only a nice man with a white beard, like Mother said.
She's been in the news recently.
Yeah, she has been, as a matter of fact. All right, so here's the final clip.
And still dead.
Oh, yep. Christmas isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind. And that's what's been changing. That's why I'm glad I'm here. Maybe I can do something about it.
But he's not, nor will he ever be, as we pointed out a little bit earlier when we talked about Santa Claus. Okay, so what's the name of that movie? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, some of the movies that were released in Christmas's past. Big day for movies. In 1997, Titanic was released at Christmas.
Oh,
remember
wow.
that?
Yeah, what
Titanic.
A monster.
That was a little movie.
Yeah, right, exactly. And unfortunately, the other movies that were released, Mouse Hunt with Nathan Lane, Christopher Walken.
I remember that.
And Tomorrow Never Dies with Pierce Brosnan.
Good one.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
That did okay.
I liked Pierce as James Bond.
Yeah, I did too. All right, also opening, let's see here. In 1999, U.S. theaters saw Angela's Ashes. I don't even know what that was.
That was a big one for the Academy Awards. It won. Yeah. It got a lot of critical acclaim.
Mm-hmm. Any Given Sunday, Al Pacino, Cameron Diaz.
That was a good one. Football movie.
James Wood.
Yeah.
And then Man on the Moon with your buddy Jim Carrey playing the late Andy Kaufman, Richie.
Yeah, remember that movie.
Yep, in 1999. The year 2000, Castaway, Tom Hanks. Who can forget that? FedEx had pretty good Christmases until this year.
Yeah.
Did you say there was a UPS thing floating
there
around?
There is. There's now a video of a UPS delivery guy walking up, and he sees the security camera, and he flips it the old hi-ho, and then tosses the box two or three feet onto the porch. So not good for UPS.
Nope. Okay, let's see if we can find somebody who can identify our content. Has everybody got it right, Richie? Do we have any wrong?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, all right, okay. So here's Jewel. Hi, Jewel. Welcome to Good Day. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you very much. What's the name of that movie?
A Miracle on 34th Street.
It is. When's the last time you saw it?
Actually, last week.
There you go.
Good for you.
All right. Christmas present from Food Supply Depot coming to you, ma'am. Thanks.
I have.